So the exciting thing is it's becoming more possible to have more homegrown stories. And I also think consumers are more receptive, which is how social media has changed. Like, people want to see business owners doing stuff on their phone. And like, it doesn't have to be perfectly polished and created. Every piece does it and stuff. So I think it's actually becoming more possible for people to build a brand around storytelling and do it in like more homegrown in-house way without taking on some huge agency that people can't afford.
I'm Nick Armstrong, the Geek in Chief of WTF Marketing, and this is the Fort Collins Startup Week podcast. You'd be hard-pressed to find somebody who is more experienced in business storytelling than Seth Silvers of StoryOn. I was lucky enough to get a couple of minutes to talk with him, and he had some really fascinating things to say. So let's get to meet him.
My name is Seth Silvers, and I own a company called StoryOn. I started it 4 years ago with a passion to help small businesses that are doing incredible things grow through marketing. And over the last 4 years, that's kind of evolved into the place we're at now, which is really helping businesses to dominate online marketing through storytelling.
When you talk about story, can you give us some examples?
I like that you asked that because I think that especially in the business world, we kind of put stories in a box. And I think of, you know, we often think of your story, Nick, as just, okay, Nick, where are you from? How old are you? How long have you been doing business? That kind of like founder's story. In reality, I think that businesses have far more stories than they think of. I think every customer is a story. I think every employee that hopefully loves your business is a great story. I think that how you're involved with the community is a story. So when I think of stories, especially behind a business, I really think of it in a little bit more of a multifaceted way of, I think the lines between story and content in today's world are getting, they're kind of coming closer together. And so I think a lot of things that we would typically look at as content, really they're great stories, and I think they should be treated as such.
And what would you say is the biggest challenge for telling good stories in Northern Colorado?
I think that a lot of people in a lot of businesses don't feel like, they might not feel like their story is relevant, or they might not feel like what they're doing is actually making a drop, you know, because we're not in Boulder and we're not in Denver, but also like people take a lot of pride in our community, but I still think it's easy to feel like, well, we're still a smaller business community than a lot of the major business communities around the country. So I would say kind of specific to Northern Colorado, probably just there's a lot of people that have aspirations to grow a big business, but maybe have a hard time with kind of that self-confidence of feeling like their stories are really, really valuable. And I'd say on a bigger level, I think that typically businesses just don't have a lot of education or training around how to actually tell stories well. And so they usually overshare and end up talking too much, and then nothing is really remembered.
It seems like the best businesses start out with a good story as opposed to growing big and then finding that story later on.
Yeah, absolutely. Because what that does is that gives an opportunity for people to connect with you based on their values. And when I'm connected to a business based on their values, another competitor isn't going to win me over with like a little gimmick or, you know, a discount or something. Sure, there's people that are like coupon hunters and that are always going to go to the cheapest discount. But when you truly have like loyalty to a brand because your values align, that is more sustainable for your business because those people are going to stick around for longer.
And that also lends itself to why we like Super Bowl commercials so much, especially the ones that are, you know, make us feel something.
Yeah, I have mixed opinions about the Super Bowl. I love it and I hate it. I love a lot of the commercials, but I also feel like a lot of them are companies that really don't have that great of stories behind them. Like they're just companies trying to make as much money as possible, which isn't a wrong thing. It's only wrong when you try to like leverage like, oh, cool, storytelling is hip, so let's add some emotional story to our brand. When in reality, like you just make crappy beer. Not to secretly name any names or anything, but
no one knows who you're talking about. Absolutely.
Yeah. it's a funny, like sometimes they're whitewashed tombs with Super Bowl commercials. And other times it's like really is a beautiful example of like an authentic brand that's making an impact that talks about it, and it's beautiful when that happens.
Around the Super Bowl, you can still have a really good advertising story experience. The Snap Books was one of those, Squatty Potty, and a lot of those came out of the same agency. So you're finding that a lot of stories that come out of Northern Colorado are homegrown as in terms of they come out of the business itself, or are you finding that a lot of businesses need an agency's help to really leverage those stories?
I think that it's shifting more towards it's more and more possible to be homegrown. And the reason behind that is because creation of content is kind of becoming more democratized. It's less dependent on the traditional agency model. I say that owning a small business marketing agency, but our position is truly to be able to actually work with small businesses. So our clients, you know, when I started StoryOn, I didn't want to just jump to where we're doing $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 a month clients. I've never even had the opportunity to do that. But a lot of the huge marketing agencies, that's the level that they're working at, which the problem is that immediately leapfrogs over 98% of businesses in America that have a marketing budget of maybe $0 or maybe a few thousand dollars a month. So the exciting thing is it's becoming more possible to have more homegrown stories. And I also think consumers are more receptive, which is how social media has changed. Like, people want to see business owners doing stuff on their phone. And like, it doesn't have to be perfectly polished and created. Every piece does it and stuff. So I think it's actually becoming more possible for people to build a brand around storytelling and do it in like a more homegrown in-house way without taking on some huge agency that people can't afford.
When your entire identity is telling stories, how do you tell a story about yourself when the story of you is to tell other people's stories?
If I could like change anything over the last 4 years, I would just take more of the advice that I've given to clients. Because it is a challenge to share my own story. It's easier to just, you know, consult other people and help them do their own stuff. And that's honestly something that just kind of being transparent, I've really been trying to settle in and actually refine my own story over the last probably like 9 months. I think it was in October, maybe November, where I actually kind of, you know, I wrote out this email campaign that was actually sharing some of my story. And I shared that campaign with a lot of the people that I've met over the last 4 years. And that was really the first time that I've kind of like truly opened up and kind of put my story into like how I'm marketing my company. And the response was overwhelming. I mean, it really was so affirming. And even though it sounds pathetic, even though I've been, you know, this has been the rock that I've chosen to carry, that your story matters. It was really a big moment at the end of last year when I got so much positive feedback for me to realize like, oh wow, like this, like I'm actually seeing the value of this. Like people are wanting to, it's not just about people wanting to work with us, but people are wanting to like align themselves with what I do because they align with my story and with the journey I've been on. So long answer short, it takes practice and vulnerability, but it's way harder for me to do it for myself than for others. And I've been really trying to change that over the last few months.
Who has the most interesting story in Fort Collins?
I'll say two people. One is the Everett family. They do. Aaron Everett's a friend of mine, but like his grandpa who passed away, I think like a year and a half ago, they pretty much built Fort Collins as far as like real estate and home building goes. And now their family's like involved in a lot of different ways. But initially their family was the main ones behind like building houses in Fort Collins for probably 60 years, which, I mean, you know, this for 60 years ago, Fort Collins was probably, I don't know, 40,000 people. I don't say you know this because you're 60 years old, because you're not. But we know Fort Collins has grown a ton in the last few decades. So I think that would be a really interesting story to like dive into and learn more about, is just like how Fort Collins has grown as like a builder, watching the city actually physically grow. Another story that I think would be really interesting to capture and to hear would be another one of my friend's dads who owned and started The Cupboard downtown, which is like a staple shop in Fort Collins. And his son, my friend, has now bought the company from his dad, and it's been passed on to second generation, which is rare. But I think that just being like a main staple business in Old Town Fort Collins for the last 40 years, it's kind of like the, if our walls could talk, like what is, how many different people have they seen come in their store and have they seen Fort Collins just evolve as a company? So those are two of the stories that come to my mind, top of my head, that I think would be some of the most interesting stories in Fort Collins.
And who do you see struggling the most to tell their story in an effective way?
People that don't feel like they are far enough down the road as far as like success goes in their business or their entrepreneurial journey, whether they're like, they classify themselves as a freelancer or a solopreneur. I think it's hardest for people to tell their story when they feel like they need to get a few years down the road before they can actually tell it. They feel like they pretty much need to be successful before they tell their story. So I would say those people that just feel like they need to be further down the road, those are the ones that need, that it can be hardest to really tell their story, which I've dealt with that challenge myself over the last few years.
So would that be your advice to start newbie startups?
Yeah. Don't be afraid to show behind the scenes of what you're doing and to share about why you're doing it and stuff. I like to, you know, think of the example of if I, you know, you introduced me to one of your friends and this guy is, you know, he's 35 years old and he's the perfect model and he's worth $25 million. And I find out, you know, he's never made any mistake. He's, you know, he was a 4.0 student, started an immediately successful company right out of college and has pretty much never had any failures. You know, I'd probably be interested for about 5 minutes and then I'd move on and be more interested in talking to anybody else. And you contrast meeting that person with somebody who they've been working for the last 10 years to get their dream off the ground and they might not be as far down the road as they want to be, but they're further than they were when they started. And that would be somebody that I would want to sit down with and really learn and care about what they did because it feels relatable. And so I think my encouragement would be don't feel like you have to be that successful, perfect, in that ideal successful place before you start telling your story and before you start using your story and the heart behind your company to get out there. Because the reality is when we see that you building your business is actually, you know, sometimes it's challenging and sometimes it's rewarding. That's relatable. That's exciting. That's something I want to be a part of.
So pulling this all back to Startup Week, what are you most excited for in terms of Startup Week, in terms of panels or people you get to see?
You know, on one end, I'm excited that there's more stuff around the idea of storytelling. Obviously, because I enjoy that topic. And I think that it's just evidence that this is becoming more, like more and more people are realizing that stories actually have a pretty deep role in the business world. And so I think that's exciting to me. But the thing I'm most excited about is just the community of people. I was talking to one person the other day and they were saying, you know, even if nobody comes to any of the sessions other than the people that are speaking and the people that are helping put Startup Week on, it's going to be an amazing community. And you know, we've been involved with Startup Week for a couple of years, so we know that people come to the sessions and it's even better than you imagine. But I think just the community of people that are wanting to take time out of their schedules to come together and, you know, talk about how business and how startups in this community can grow, that's always just like gasoline on the fire. And so I think that's just going to, I know that that week will just be really encouraging for anybody wherever they're at with their business or dreams.
Where can we learn about you and your business, Seth?
Yeah, so our website is storyon.co. We give, and there's some information there. We're kind of working through a bunch of revisions there, and so there'll be a lot of new information over the coming weeks. And then we actually give the place where we give the most information just about what's going on and are talking about the work that we're doing and different things is at my Instagram page, which is just Seth Silvers. And my email is seth@storyon.co if anybody has any questions. But those are the main places. And for people listening to this, I would be super happy to meet you all at Startup Week.
For more great entrepreneurial insights, you can visit startupfoco.com. And we hope to see you at Startup Week.